At FNBC, we're more than just a bank. We're your neighbors, and we love to see our communities thrive. We proudly support local businesses and believe in reinvesting in the places we call home by providing the small business financial products and services to create efficiencies and maximize growth. We also feel strongly about giving back and showing up to lend a hand to our area nonprofits. Choose a bank that cares about the same things you do, your community. Your community and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Take care.
And we're back here from Hot Springs, Arkansas. Mountain Home takes the snap on a third and short. Chenoweth is going to fight for hard yardage as he gets his face mask held, gets up and lets the defender know about it, and says, first down, big boy, as they take this into this fourth quarter, brought to you by Twin Lakes Orthopedic. Mountain Home first and 10 as they get all the way down to the 33-yard line. Guys, Jacobs, he got held on the face mask right there. The defensive back, I don't know what he was talking about or why he came upset, but Chenoweth didn't like it. He just pointed his face and said, look at the scoreboard, first down.
I'd say out of that third quarter, they held the ball 10 minutes of it.
We're going to fake the handoff to Chenoweth as Barrett's going to keep the ball. He's going to get a loss of one as they're going to push him back to the 34-yard line. Going to bring up second down and 11, but more importantly, that precious time, tick, 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 coming off the clock.
Fourth quarter brought to you by Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, keeping your life in motion. They have their own in-house physical therapy department to make your rehab seamless. Give them a call today. Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, 870-424-3400.
Bomber alumni Shelby Anderson Harrison, former coach watching in the O Show. Appreciate that, coach. Hand off inside to Chenoweth. Is he going to fight hard to try to get those yards back? He is going to get those yards back, maybe plus one. Going to be up third down and nine here.
Chuck hit us up on the chat. He said he's watching from Moses Lake, Washington. And, of course, Barkley, our statistician. How many miles is that, Barkley?
2,117 miles away, but he feels like he's right here next to us.
Just like we're sitting in the living room with you, Chuck. Thanks for watching.
Here we go. We got one down with cramps. You asked for it, Barkley. You got it.
That's the same guy that was Ralphing earlier.
It is.
Well, he's probably a little dehydrated. I don't think he had a lick of anything.
He's had a rough night. He's cramping up. They got him. He's up on his feet, though. Mountain Home Bombers, you guys are playing great game. Dwayne and Carolyn Fine, Willow Springs, Missouri. Coach Aries' in-laws.
Ooh.
Maybe that's where he learned all of his great defensive moves from.
Maybe so. I wouldn't want to comment.
There's so many things. Yeah, we're just gonna sit on that one.
Miss Janet may get us all for that one. That was Barkley, Miss Janet, that said.
No, ma'am.
Yeah, we'll give you his phone number and address. We'll tell you how to get a hold of him.
27 touches for Chenoweth tonight. 107 yards on the ground on his back. Congratulations to him for.
Have we eclipsed that 300 yard mark for the game yet?
For the game rushing tonight totals, we are at 272 yards.
So, eking up on that third down and 10 as Mountain Home's going to take the snap. Barrett's going to fake the handoff. He's looking to pass. We're getting held down here. Getting held all the way down as Barrett makes something out of nothing. Bryce Kincaid was trying to get out of his route. You guys chirping, giving him the no-fly zone. Dude, you were just holding him the whole time. Barrett gets back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. Maybe picks up one. Going to bring up fourth down. We'll call it a long eight, short nine.
Tasha Applegate's watching on the Isle of Palms, South Carolina.
Oh. You say the clock stop. Mountain Home has the ball here at the 33-yard line, up 23-0. Once again, guys, I expect this little squib kick from Barrett down inside the 10. Let your defense do work. And they're going to inside handoff to Chenoweth. And he's going to keep it. He's got yards. Inside the 20. 15 is Bryce Kincaid. Gives him a block. Touchdown, Bombers. Mountain Home fake the kick. Inside draw handoff to Chenoweth. Bryce Kincaid doing work down at the 5-yard line, springing a block. Jacob Chenoweth with the 30, how many yard?
I had him on that run as a 34-yard
34-yard touchdown run, making this game 29-0 with 10:21 left here in Twin Lakes Orthopedic. Fourth quarter.
Lake Hamilton fans say, honey, grab the seat cushion. They're heading for the gate.
The extra point is up, and the extra point is good. 30-0. 10:21 left here in the fourth quarter. Mountain Home leads. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7.
is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code OWN to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code OWN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code OWN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Allard is going to squib, kick it up the middle. It's going to be fielded and drop straight down at the 36. As Lake Hamilton says, we've had enough. We're going to get this ball and get out of here as quickly as we can. Mountain Home's defense back on the field here as they're going to take Lake Hamilton's offense, going to take over first and 10 at the 37.
So how much total offense are they sitting at right now, Barkley?
Lake Hamilton?
Yeah, Lake Hamilton, because, I mean, this defense of the Bombers tonight has just lights out all night. They've been pursuing well, tackling well. They can't have a lot of yards.
I don't keep stats for the opposing team because I'm just one man, but I would say they are at least underneath 150 yards total offense.
There's only been a couple plays. They had that one drive where they got down in there, and we pick-sixed them. So, first down and 10, as Wes is going to be under center. He's going to take it and hand the ball off up the middle. Barton was going to get hit behind the line of scrimmage. Big Greninger got his paws on him but couldn't hold him. Don't worry, because you got backup back there, big fella, as Eli Jones, Dawson Dunlap, Hunter Estes comes in and make him tackle for Mountain Home.
Beautiful play. You had him in the backfield, and he was just able to squirt right outside the hands of one of our defenders.
Wes going to be under center, so he's going to fake the handoff, try to go end around, and Mountain Home has got it all sniffed out. Man, who was that in the backfield back there that just was able to shed that blocker and just – was it Eli Jones?
Jones come in with a bad attitude and a misbalanced checkbook on that play.
Yeah, this has been fun tonight.
Yeah, this bomber team, the way they're playing, they're doing something that we hadn't done since Moby Dick was a minnow. We are out there just outplaying people, and we're the best team on the field right now, boys. Handoff's going to be up the middle of the Barton. He's going to have first down yards. He gets into Mountain Home territory. He's going to keep his feet driving as he gets out to the 48-yard line of Mountain Home. First down to 10, but there's 9:05 left in this game. Lake Hamilton trailing 30-0.
Did you just say this is Moby Dick with a minnow?
I did. It's a long time.
Oh, man. Oh. It's a lot of fun when we're winning in the fellas.
First down and 10. We've had a lot of fun this year because we've won a lot.
That's right.
Lake Hamilton under center. Going to take the snap as West is going to be looking to pass. He's going to come across the middle. Ball's going to be high and wide of his receiver. Going to fall incomplete. 8:41 left here in this Twin Lakes Orthopedic Sports Medicine fourth quarter.
Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine had recently Dr. Nick Souter joined them. And he's also, back in September, he and his family have moved here from the Panhandle of Texas and have been a great addition to the community. So check them out along with Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell. They do good work over there at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
Let me second down and 10 at the 48-yard line of Mountain Home as West goes under center. Mountain Home did a shift up front, and when they did, they're going to say – what? They're going to say offsides on Mountain Home. Mountain Home just shifted to the side. That far official over there
– is that the one with the really good eyesight?
That's the one that has great eyesight for life.
He's seeing it all tonight, folks. Incredible. Must have like 20/20 vision.
Going to be 5 yards as Lake
Hamilton. How's that? There you go. That's motion. We can't right rock back like that.
They're going to give it right back to us as Lake Hamilton gets set. Vandy, the receiver out there, kind of rocks back like he was going to go. Going to push it back 5 yards. Matter of.
Might have been the only time you got to do that tonight.
been really wanting to try that.
So we're back to the original line of scrimmage. Second down and 10 as West goes under center. Tries a hard count to draw Mountain Home off sides. Doesn't work. Looks at his wristband.
He likes those wristbands.
Wonder what it says.
Going to be under center. He's going to take it. And they found Barton up the middle, but the dog is right there. Ooh. Dawson Dunlap comes in, fills the hole. We're going to give him 4 yards as he works it out to the 44-yard line. Amanda, Josh, and Kason Pittman are listening. Go Bombers, so proud. Love 12. Dawson Dunlap right on cue, guys. Right on cue is the dog. Eli Jones having a great game. Would agree with that statement right there. Enjoying the unexpected while carving pumpkins. Go John Fish.
Nice.
Ooh. Handoff's going to go around the right side to Barton as he's going to fight for first down yardage. Mountain Home's going to bring him down at the 40. He's going to be about 2 yards short. We got third down and 2 here at the 40-yard line.
And keep putting this up in the chat, too. Tyler Building's watching from Tenino, Washington. Also, Sherry Benton, class of 81. Unfortunately, her husband is Lake Hamilton, class of 84, but we'll be good sports about it. They both say, go Bombers. We'll take it.
7:38 left here in this Twin Lakes Orthopedic and Sports Medicine fourth quarter. Mountain Home leading 30-0. Can't wait to hear Rex Nelson on this game.
He was
high on Lake Hamilton all year.
We just had Mountain Home. I rotated in some guys. Number 74 for Mountain Home just came in. Oh, this is only Lake Hamilton's roster.
Don't take Tobias. He's going to get mad at you. Lake Hamilton going to call timeout here.
Well, I gave y'all four huge copies. I mean, how many y'all need over there?
Huge fourth down and 2. I believe that is going to be
Nathan Yarbrough.
Okay. Coming in on the defensive side of the ball, huh?
Yeah. But this is a big fourth down. This is a pride fourth down for Mountain Home. You've had your boot on their throat the whole game. Why give them any more? Don't give them a chance to get a first down and hold your pride right here.
So Lake Hamilton did call timeout. It's fourth down and 2 here at the 40-yard line. They got to get to the 38 of Mountain Home for this first down. 7:23 left here on the clock. This fourth quarter brought to you by Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
What a statement right here, just to be able to stuff them.
Yarbrough in online now.
Love it.
Eli Jones, Grininger, you got some big old boys up there.
Let the big dogs
eat. I'm Vacco and Del Soto. I'm just saying, boys, take on blocks. I'll come clean it up. Yeah. Lake Hamilton on the field here. Fourth down and 2 as West is going to be under center.
Watch this line, guys. They're going to explode. You'll
take the snap. They're going to fake it. There it is. Mountain Home with the stop. They tried a little trigger racing. Look at Coach Thompson. Look at Coach Stevens. Look at Coach Ack on the sideline. They are having a party over there. Mountain Home stops Lake Hamilton with a 2-yard loss. Pushes them back to the 41. Mountain Home's offense will take over. 7:16 left in this game.
What more could you want? What more can you ask for? I mean, that was a pride play, and they put it all on the table on that one play, and I love it. I love how they're playing defensive football right here.
It's been all game long. I mean, they've just hooked them dogs to the sled and took it out for a run.
The only thing I can say is turn out the lights, boys. The
party's over. Like it.
Got a little Willie Nelson is Dunlap's in. He's going to put this on his back. This game is he's bouncing off ding, 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 like a pinball all the way out as he picks up. So let's see, 8 yards. They're going to give him the 48. They're going to say 7 yards. They're going to give him the 48-yard line.
In fourth quarter, brought to you by Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Call them today, 870-424-3400. They effectively treat knee, hip, shoulder, elbow, as well as ankle and foot pain. Again, call them today, 870-424-3400, Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
JoJo Hedrick's watching, Bomber Youth football player, watching from home.
JoJo, I got a big tournament coming up in Harrison next weekend, and Gold has – we'll talk about that a little bit in the post game.
6:30 left as Dunlap's going to take the snap. Lake Hamilton's going to be back in the backfield right here. They read that one there. They're going to push him all the way back to the 44-yard line. Lake Hamilton's doing everything they can to sell out on the run, trying to get the ball, but Mountain Home's content just running this clock down. 6:13 left in this game. This fourth quarter brought to you by Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
Can't really get up strutting after that like they were doing, you know. really made plays all game.
Well, they haven't had many opportunities to get up straight to Tobias.
Jackson Klosinski's watching from home and enjoying some Reese's Pieces. There you go, Tobias.
Oh, man. He knows the good stuff.
That's right. And Mike and Ike's, too. Ball's going to be kept around the list.
Derrick Henry's guy, and stiff's arm, and he stays in bounds. Stays in bounds as he gets inside the 20-15, gets swiped out to the out of bounds about the 10-yard line. They're going to say at the 12, going to bring up first down to 10, Mountain Home. Guys, he just Derrick Henry'd that guy. Put his hand in his face. It's so bad that the Lake Hamilton defensive back was slapping the ground there after that happened.
Put it on a poster, man. You couldn't write that up any better. He come around that edge, and he saw that defender arm down and just imposed his will. Great job there.
5:30 left in this game. Mountain Home knocking on the door for another score. Woo!
That's a stiff arm.
That is a stiff arm. And they stayed on his feet on the sidelines and able to get it down to the 12. Mountain Home's going to call timeout, it looks like, right here as they let the play clock go down. Let their offense set. 5:10 left in this game. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7. Bombers leading 30-0.
We all have our traditions, from Friday night lights to Saturday morning hunts. These are the traditions we pass down to the next generation. Now, we might have hung up our cleats a long time ago, but come tomorrow morning, we can still put on our camo and hunter orange, because some traditions last a lifetime. Get your hunting license and enjoy a season of memories, both on the field and in the woods. This message is brought to you by the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission. Hunt natural.
So we're back here with 5:10 left in this game. Mountain Home up 30-0. Man, this defense has just come to answer the bell tonight for your Mountain Home Bombers. What a night.
Yeah, and I mean, look, we told you before the game, this is not a bad Lake Hamilton team.
Oh, no, not at all.
No, I mean, the defense has played their best game of the season. Well, I don't think we can sit and recap back over what we've seen over the previous seven games and think that they've had a more complete game at shutting down anything the offense wanted to do.
So what does this game do for you? This win here almost assures you a home playoff game in the first round of playoffs. Okay, a win next week against Van Buren would assure you the 3 seed. Right, as Barrett takes the handoff, he's going to give it to the dog. The dog is going to walk in from 12 yards untouched. Touchdown, Bombers! Dawson Dunlap gets a taste of pay dirt from 12 yards out as Mount Home goes up 36-0 with 5:05 left in this game.
Exclamation point. Cherry on top. Call it what you want, guys. That is what it is.
Snap is back. The hold is down. The kick is up, and the kick is off to the right this time. So 36-0 will be the score with 5:05 left in this game. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7.
Is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code OWN to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code OWN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code OWN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Right now, Shiloh's beating Salem Springs, not unexpected, as Mount Home squibs this ball at the middle and Lake Hamilton just dives down. They just went down on the ball. They're going to take over the ball at the 39-yard line.
He's like, ah, get down. Oh, man. They're defeated, guys. You can see it. Lake Hamilton just whooped.
So 5:01 left here in this game. Mount Home leading 36-0.
They're trying to start the clock. Oh, it's a running clock. That's what it is. Yeah, that's what Decon's trying to tell us over here.
Yeah.
Should be a running clock.
Also, thanks to Will Henderson. He's on our chat, too. He chimed in as well on that. He agrees that huge game for the Bombers. And pointed out, you know, also still without their starting quarterback.
Wes is going to be under center, and the ball is going to be handed off to Barton up the middle, and Barton is going to go nowhere. Barton's going to go nowhere as he gets tackled at the 41-yard line. Second down and nine. It will be a running clock the rest of this game. So we have 4:32 left to play. Mountain Home is going to come away with a huge road victory here at Lake Hamilton. Wes is going to be under center. He's going to send a man in motion. They're going to do a jet sweep on the outside. Mountain Home is not all
fooled.
Over it.
Not fooled.
Mountain Home is not fooled at all. You know, third down, it might give him 1 yard on that. Who was that came off there? Jacob Chenoweth over there came off of there, made a great tackle, stayed home. They don't go outside. So a couple scores here. Russellville's up 24-20 on south side. Marion and Sheridan, that's a big game. Sheridan's going to be – they're up 15-14 on the east side of things. Greenwood, 63-14 over Van Buren. So kind of things are holding serve as we think that they should. It's going to be a fake handoff, and he is going to get taken. Jacob Chenoweth comes around the right side as West is looking to pass, and Chenoweth comes and just takes out West.
Get that dude an ice pack.
It is going to be a sack, pushing the ball back all the way to the 32-yard line. That's a loss of at least 6 or 7 yards on this drive. As I bet their total offense won't surpass 150 yards. I think you're right.
No, yeah. I think it's going down.
Yeah.
I tell you this, defensively, you couldn't have asked for more from this Bomber group tonight. You could not have asked for more. And I know somewhere some person is smiling real big
since I'm
watching this game.
Guarantee you.
Lake Hamlin forced to punt here as Gus Wilbur's back from Mountain Home. He fair catches the ball to 25. Mountain Home will start over there. This final drive, guys, I expect a lot of just kneeling on the balls. It looks like the JV group is who's coming in right now. JV line, JV offensive line, pretty much the whole deal. Gage Wilson's going to be in at quarterback, Ryan Ruscher. I mean, Colin Copeland's in there. All the line. It is a running clock with 2:29 left here.
You got to appreciate that running clock, too. You know, it's quite a drive down here, and, you know, it's getting people home a little earlier and, you know, it might be a little safer. So, appreciate the Bombers getting it done tonight.
I mean, I'd expect just some inside handoffs as Connor Schultz is back there at running back, Gage Wilson at quarterback.
Guys, there's a group of people we need to give a little shout-out to, and that's our wives.
That's right.
They do this every Friday night, and so we appreciate that. So, shout-out to them. And you get to do a little special – you guys do a little shopping on the way down today?
We did. My wife got to hit up a estate sale, I guess, and I still haven't seen the damage from that one yet.
Man, you may have a whole vehicle full of things.
Yeah, I don't know. I may have to bring a trailer back down. Here's Gage hands off the ball to Connor Schultz up the middle, gets back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. He's tackled. 1:39 left in this game, 28 on the play clock. I'm just content to let this play clock go all the way down. Don't want to do anything crazy here and let Lake Hamilton get a score in. Wilson takes a snap, hand off to Schultz. Schultz has room up the middle, dives forward as he gets past the 25-yard line out to the 27, 28-yard line. Going to bring up third down and 8.
Now, talking about Bomber football, we got more coming at you tomorrow. If you're up for a drive, West Plains, you got a 3rd through 6th grade playing up there. Game start at 10 o'clock in the morning with the 3rd grade and then going all the way through the 6th. And then we got a little Sunday afternoon special. Bomber Stadium, the Salem Greyhounds are going to come finish up the season playing the 3rd, 4th, and 6th grade teams for the Blue. And for 3rd and 4th grade, that'll wrap their season. So if you're bored on Sunday afternoon, come out and watch some football.
Wilson's going to take the snap. He's going to step back. He's going to kneel down as there's 36 seconds left in the game, and that should do it, boys. That's going to put a bow on this one. Your Mountain Home Bombers have traveled to Piercy, Arkansas, took out the Lake Hamilton Wolves 36-0 in a huge 6A West win, and that's how this one's going to end. Mountain Home is going to go to 7-1 on the season. They're going to move to 4-1 in the 6A West with a
hold on tie with second place with Shiloh Christian. Shiloh will have the tiebreaker over us, but a hold on third place and look to host a playoff game the first round of the state playoffs as the clock finally goes to zero, and this one's it. Put this one in the book, boys, for the Bombers. 36-0. Mountain home with a win.
If you're Coach Harry and you're home, you got to be smiling, guys. What a win for the Bombers tonight, and what a huge start to the season. Only four teams, I believe Barkley said, had ever done this in the past, and they're getting it done tonight. What a team to watch.
So that's it. Final from here. Mountain, they shut that scoreboard off quickly, boys. It's gone. Mountain home up 36-0. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network. Come back with us. We got our post-game show provided by Next, powered by NAEC. We'll have some stats. We hope to have some on-field interviews. Come back and listen to us. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7 and Bomber Sports Network.
Tired of paying that high cable or satellite service bill every month? Or what about paying for multiple streaming services and have to switch between apps to get everything you want? Brad's Home Entertainment has your solution. All your networks, weather, news, sports, and entertainment in one box. Pay yearly programming and it breaks down to as little as $35 per month. Thousands of channels at your fingertips. That's at Brad's Home Entertainment, home of Big Box Brad. Call or come by to see for yourself. 877-492-0700 or bigboxbrad.com.